Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, October 6th. Under the GOP tax plan proposed by the Trump administration, Coloradans with an income of at least $1 million a year will get an average tax cut of $170,000. Meanwhile, middle and upper middle income families will pay more taxes. Eric Gladys has the story.
The top 1% of taxpayers are set to get big tax cuts under the GOP's tax proposal, but middle and upper middle income earners in Colorado will end up paying more, according to a new 50-state analysis by the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy. Allie Michelson with the Colorado Fiscal Institute says the plan would increase economic inequality in the state and notes Colorado's wealthiest residents already are paying a lower percentage of their income in taxes than the state's lowest income families.
We already have this income inequality issue facing Colorado families. And as this report reveals, the president's tax plan widens that income gap instead of narrowing it.
She says nearly 60% of the benefits of the tax proposal would go to Coloradans making more than $500,000 a year, while only 12% would go to families who earn $70,000 or less. GOP leaders have promised once the details are added into their initial framework, America's middle class will see benefits. Preliminary analysis by the Conservative Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget projects the plan would result in a loss of up to $5 trillion in tax revenues over the next 10 years. Michelson notes that since the proposal doesn't explain how the tax cuts will be paid for, important social programs frequently targeted by the GOP, such as Medicare, Medicaid, and food stamps, could end up taking a hit.
So that means that either the tax cuts are going to significantly increase the deficit or they're going to put a bunch of pressure on Congress to cut programs that Colorado families depend on to offset the cost of the cuts.
Michelson says while upper middle income Coloradans are the most likely to be writing bigger checks to the IRS, all workers earning at least $25,000 a year could end up paying more. The average tax cut for people who take home $1 million or more annually would be more than $170,000. This is Eric Gladys reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
The boys' golf team from Montrose High School are state champions. After finishing second at the 4A state tournament last year, the Indians knew going into this season that something special could happen. According to Coach Dave Woodruff, the Indians set their goals at the start of the year and they had high expectations.
Goals to be in the top three at state, and the three kids that are sophomores this year were all part of the state team last year that took second place. But we lost a senior that graduated and went on to play college golf last year. So, you know, filling in for that, you know, we knew we had a outstanding little freshman coming in that's played some national tournaments in Jordan Jennings. But we had some other kids that we were looking at too with a couple of our seniors and juniors. So we thought we'd have a pretty solid team going into this year. We just had to wait and see how, you know, they all played out and positions we were going to be in. But we thought we could take a run in the top three at state this year.
The Montrose community has always been very supportive of the golf team, which last won state in 2003.
The nice thing is with being a smaller community, we have three different golf courses here in our town, and all three golf courses are more than willing to step up and help us out as a golf team. You know, and for the community. So they let us practice at all three facilities so the kids can get some different views and looks at different types of courses that we have here. But they also get behind and help in fundraising and, you know, traveling and things like that for these kids. So it's a neat little experience that the whole community can kind of buy into and support these kids, you know, towards the goal of them trying to do something with golf, you know, in the high school level.
At the state tournament this past Monday and Tuesday, the Indians played through some poor conditions on the course at Raccoon Creek Golf Course in Littleton. Montrose shot a team score of 466 in the two-day event, beating second-place Evergreen by 6 strokes. Valor Christian finished third. Woodruff said the poor weather affected all the teams.
Coming out where the high was like 42 degrees and wind blowing and cold and wet, and it was kind of a just mental challenge of who could have the patience to take their time and know that everybody has to play in the same conditions is one thing that kind of helped us and we talked about before we even started the state tournament.
Freshman sensation Jordan Jennings led Montrose all year, and the Indians also got strong leadership from sophomore Micah Stangby, who finished 7th at state last year. Stangby finished tied for 4th overall this week, and Jennings was 7th, earning the duo All-State honors. Sophomores Dawson Hassong and Ryan Lords rounded out the Indians' foursome.
These kids have been playing together, you know, for like last 4 or 5 years, ever since they were real young. One of the things that we've been doing here in our community is we have a little junior golf program, and these kids have been playing together in all different sports, but they're kind of friends off the golf course too, and they do a lot of things together that way, and it's kind of a neat support group for each other that they have. Jordan's been probably gotten the most big-time experience where he's been able to play a couple national tournaments the last couple of years and done very well in those, both out in California and Florida, that type of thing. Dawson was able to get into a couple of those national tournaments this summer. And then Micah Stangby is a kid that was in the final group at state last year as a freshman, and he ended up finishing 7th last year in state. But he's really steady emotionally and everything like that, doesn't get up too much or get down too much when he has a good or a bad shot. And I think that's just kind of paid off for him a little bit. And then Ryan's just another one that is kind of coming into his own a little bit, and we just got to work a little bit more on some consistency with him. But, I mean, he was really solid for us all year long. Most of the year he was able to keep his scores in the 70s for us as a four-man. So just a good little group of kids that have been kind of sticking together and playing together and pushing each other a little bit, challenging each other on the golf course too.
With one freshman and 3 sophomores, it's a good bet that the Montrose golf team might be hoisting some more championship trophies in their future.
Oh, I'm very proud of these kids. Like I said, the hard work, these kids got out and probably got 20 to 30 tournament rounds in this summer where they were going around the state. And, you know, it's a challenge for being, you know, on the Western Slope to get to Denver for some of these tournaments that the Colorado Golf Association puts on. But these kids have been committed to try to get out and play as many tournaments in summer and get that experience of playing against some of the top-notch kids in the state. So it's kind of cool to see that the hard work that they were putting in over the summertime and getting ready for this season, you know, came to fruition with the state championship.
And I imagine we'll be talking again soon with a team this young.
Yeah. Well, I think we're the first state championship team that doesn't have anybody that even has a driver's license yet. So it's kind of cool that we're going to be able to see these kids for the next couple of years.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening. Thank you.